even though it's kind of a practice, like you, obviously, like it looked like Tannehill was looking for you quite a bit. You got a lot of catches. I mean, how good does that feel that established that connection right away?
You know, it was good to get the ball flying around. You know, it was good to get the ball flying around. And, you know, obviously in a no-pass scrimmage, you know, that's going to be the case. So, you know, just seeing how, you know, he was completing balls, you know, not only to myself but to, you know, other guys and to the backs, to the tight end. You know, Egg New caught a couple balls for us today on third down, you know, that helped us extend the drive to get points.
The pace of this offense, is it something that you like that kind of fits your game, the no-huddle, the fast movement, the lot of motion?
I tell you what, you got to be in shape for sure. You know, I think you know, we do a great job with conditioning, you know, but there's never enough conditioning far as when the game and emotion starts getting involved, you know, that can prepare you for it. So it's just one of those things that we just got to keep working at to be an efficient offense.
What do you attribute to the, like I said, the chemistry that it seems like you and Ryan are developing?
You know, just the reps. You know, just the reps that, you know, we've all been getting, you know, and the way that the coaches set up the individual periods. You know, and the teaching periods also, you know, that allows us to, you know, get that one-on-one talking, you know, from QB to receiver, that allows us to have that chemistry that when things go full speed, you know, we know exactly where we're going to be and where the placement of the ball is going
to
be.
How good was that for you today to see all the veterans out there and everybody going a different speed, a little bit more like it's going to be when you guys put pads on?
It's exciting. You know, it's exciting to, you know, be in this type of atmosphere. You know, we've been talking a lot about bringing that intensity, you know, to the field. You know, and I think that the guys came with it today at practice. And let's see, hopefully it carries on when we return.
How about now that a chance to digest this? How much in the mental assignments when you come back to be caught up maybe to the veterans where you can really compete at an even level?
You know, it's holding yourself accountable and knowing the things that you got to do that require you to play at a high level. You know, so it's not taking a month off and then coming back and expecting to be ready. You know, it's constant getting improvement and continue to learn. But for me, I'll be here with Ryan and, you know, trying to get things going.
How would you sum up between the rookie minicamp, the OTAs, and this minicamp? How would you sum up how you performed and where you feel you're at heading into this break?
You know, as a team, it's been, you know, constant improvement. It's been constant improvement, and that's one of the things that I've saw and that I've grown to like. You know, and every day we took the field or took it to the meeting room, we got better each day. You know, and, you know, coming out here, we were way more efficient, way less mental mistakes, you know, which allowed us to move the ball and put a little pressure on the defense.
What about for you personally, though? Where do you feel like you're at heading into this break?
You know, personally, I'm a part of the offense. You know, so as we all move, I move. You know, so it's just, you know, caring, doing my role is, and, you know, letting it go with the flow.
Jarvis, last Brandon ball. Just referred to you as my son. Does that come as news to you?
No. He's one of those guys, you know, that's really took me in, you know, along with other rookies and him with all, you know, all the other vets, you know, who have allowed us to, you know, come in and embrace us with open arms and teach us, you know, what it's like to become a professional.